Go ahead.
Can I have a roll call, Jen?
Ms. King?
Here.
Mr. Klusman?
Yeah.
Ms. Sawa?
Here.
Quorum?
Thank you. It's 9 a.m. and this is a meeting of the Administration Operations Committee of the Annuity and Pension Board of the Employees Retirement System. Let's start off with our first agenda item. The first one is the election of the vice chair. Do I have any nominations?
Klusman will nominate Ms. King.
Thank you, Mr. Klusman. I will second your nomination. So then, I guess, do I have to repeat the, are there any other nominations?
Yes.
Are there any other nominations? And are there any other nominations? Okay. I guess hearing no objections, Ms. King, you are elected as our vice chair for the foreseeable future.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Klusman. Thank you, Ms. Sawa, for the vote of confidence. I appreciate that. I'm a part to continue serving with you both.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happens after April. Do you just become the chair?
I'll defer to Mr. Al. I'm not sure.
The chairman is going, right, Molly will function as the acting chair until such time as the, until the board chair appoints a chair officially of the A&O.
Okay.
That could be Aisha or anybody he wants to appoint. So your term, as you know, expires with the expiration of the comptroller's term. So I haven't really talked to Matt about what he intends to do, but I'm sure he'll do something in April. I'll remind him he needs to do something.
Okay. Sounds good. We only have like 3 weeks left.
Right.
Counting the days.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, then, thank you, Ms. King. I guess we will move on to agenda item two, which is the approval of the closeout of the 23 budget. Who wanted to, Dan, did you want to take that?
Yes. Yep. This is Dan Gopalan. I'm the ERS Chief Financial Officer. In the A&O packet, there's a memo from me to Jerry just summarizing the 2023 budget closeout. ERS has an intergovernmental agreement with the city that covers the payment of ERS's administrative expenses. The city pays all of ERS's expenses, and then ERS reimburses the city for those expenses that are attributable to the ERS trust fund on a monthly basis. ERS's total expenditures for the year ended December 31st, 2023 was $18,348,432.30. Included in this $18 million amount is $516,089.47 of non-trust expenses. These are expenses that are incurred by ERS but relate to non-pension items, such as group life or retiree health. One of the new items for 2023 is we had some minor WRS-related expenses that will get charged back to the city. So then the remaining $17,832,324.83, that represents the total amount of expenses incurred by the ERS Trust for 2023. So far for 23, we reimbursed the city $16,634,000, which leaves a balance due to the city of $1,198,342.83. This final amount is payable to the city is primarily comprised of costs that were incurred in December and paid in January after the close of the fiscal year. If anyone has any questions about it, we would be looking for a motion just to approve the final payment of the $1,198,000.
Thank you, Dan. Does anyone on the committee have any questions?
Klusman does.
Go ahead.
Is the spreadsheet attached to your cover letter, Dan? Is that what we're talking about now, or
yep.
is that a second
yes.
item that you're going to talk about?
Nope, that's what we're talking about.
We're talking about now? Okay.
Yep.
So when you say the expenses, the non-trust, we really never paid those, right? You just back those out when you make the calculation?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
I thought so. And then didn't, on the spreadsheet, what in the top left corner, what's an example of a difference between a direct salary and an indirect salary? What does that exactly mean?
Direct salary is actual time people are like in the office working. It's just like an accounting item for the comptroller's office. They use it for a lot of their audits, I believe, through like that are federally funded, and it's
like paid work and then paid leave.
Yep. So yeah, indirect would be the paid leave, things like that, vacation.
I get it. I get that. Okay, I just wondered why it's called. And then, what is an example of like an indirect cost, like 4.2% of an indirect cost?
Yep. That was negotiated as part of the intergovernmental agreement. It's kind of just like overhead for managing.
Okay, admin.
Yep.
Okay, admin fee. Okay, and then. An indirect non-trust, that would be like the leave from the non-trust activity people?
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, I was just wondering.
Yep, exactly.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Any other questions? I think it might just be the two of us.
Okay, yeah. One of us is going to have to motion and the other...
Yeah, I'll make the motion to approve the closeout of the 2023 budget.
Okay, I'll second it then.
Sounds good. Okay, so hearing no objections, that passes. We'll move on to item number 3, the IT projects portfolio.
Jeff, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff Schober, Chief Technology Officer. So the first slide in front of you is should be familiar. It's the listed bullet points of all the activities in IT, some which are still in progress. Then we also listed the completed items. Pretty boring report this month. We added a bunch of the annual events that we do from a maintenance and cleanup standpoint. So that's why the list is a little longer than it typically is. So any questions on any of these items?
I don't think so. Tom, did you have any questions?
No, looks pretty complicated to me.
Keep us out of trouble. So, Terry, can you move the next item?
Yeah.
So, a little bit of a different flavor. This is the red, green, yellow slide and the historical slide. So, everything is on target. We're making progress as we normally would and would expect to do, and nothing has gone yellow. And everything is copacetic in IT this month.
Do you have any preliminary results on the vulnerability testing by CLA? I guess you probably can't say it in open session, but.
I can say that I was very pleased with it, and we continue to make progress in our security posture. So I can leave it at that at this point. So it's
we'll, great.
So it's scheduled to come up in a couple months, but we'll chat through it and. All the hard work that the staff has done is making progress, continue to make progress.
Awesome. So far, so good.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay. Tom, did you have any other questions?
No, I just like seeing all that green stuff.
I know, right?
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Steph. Moving on then to item 4, our organizational and personnel update. Is Melody here for that?
Yep, Melody and I think Eric are going to give you an update on the hiring activity. Melody, are you on? Is she on, Terry?
I don't see her, no. Nope. Eric.
Well, why don't we just go to Eric? Eric's going to talk about the pension investment analyst progress. Go ahead, Eric.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. Eric Sauer, Deputy Chief Investment Officer. And we're making good progress on the pension investment analyst job search. So we interviewed 11 people virtually, had four what we felt were really high quality candidates that we brought in for in-person interviews. Made an offer to one of those candidates already, and he accepted. This is somebody that's a CFA charter holder, has a number of years of experience as an investment analyst following stock and bond managers. And he seems really excited to, you know, to bring that experience in here and also to learn what we do with alternatives. So, you know, he'll be starting in early April. So very excited to bring him on board. And then really,
He's a local candidate as well, right?
He's a local candidate. Yes, he is a local candidate.
So no relocation required for this one.
Correct. Correct. And then we think with one of the three remaining people that we interviewed, we expect to be able to fill the other open position as well, but we're not as far along with that. So, you know, but we expect to, you know, continuing to work through that, we think we'll be able to make an offer to at least one of those candidates and hopefully get it accepted. And then we'll, you know, have a full team sometime within the next few months.
Was the other open position a senior as well?
So these were both posted for senior, but we can hire either at one, two, or three, depending on where the candidate's qualified. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. On the fiscal services assistant, Melody's continuing to work with DER on that, and there are some internal candidates for that position too, as I understand it.
We posted it within the city as a promotional.
Yes, right.
Yes. So that should close at the end of the month.
Thanks, Daniel. And that's a report for this month.
Okay. Tom, did you have any additional questions?
Eric, is what? How does that work? One, two, three, senior, is that? Who's
So senior is three.
Okay.
So, yeah, senior is equivalent to three. I guess two would be just investment analyst, and then maybe technically one would be junior investment analyst, although we've never made somebody, you know, put that title on their business cards.
Okay. So basically the two that you're, the one that you have locked in already and the second one that you're looking at, both are of the top tier of the spectrum that we could have from.
Well, so the one that the one that's accepted the offer is a senior, and I guess the way one, two, and three works is really, if you're a CFA charter holder, essentially you can come in as a three. If okay. you've made progress, you can be a two. If you have no progress, you would come in as a one. Okay. And then there's the years of work experience requirement as well. So the other candidates that we've interviewed in person either qualified in the one or two bucket based on their years of experience and or CFA progress.
Okay.
So yeah.
Good. All right. Good.
Do you, Eric, for those one, two, and threes, do you guys have very specific goal? I don't know if I want to say goals, but like in the job description, does it have those things you were listing out specifically?
It does, yes. Oh. Yeah, it lists, I think, years of experience and CFA progress, and that's, from what I understand, that's the basis on which mm-hmm. you know, DER bucketed these and scored them. You know, so all the ones were scored separately, all the twos,
okay.
all the threes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, we have something similar that we started in our internal audit division, so that's why I was asking, because I think the city in general, I think certain departments and divisions are starting to kind of do this more as like a mini career ladder. So it's actually kind of nice. I think I really like it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this is why we put it in place. And, you know, I mean, the hope is that, you know, we could have somebody, you know, come in here, start as a one and
yeah.
you know, stay for a full career. I mean, that's what David and I did.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you get great continuity that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then, and Eric, is am I right that this fifth position on the team was created but never filled? So if you do fill it, it's going to be the largest you've all been?
Correct.
Okay.
Cool.
Wow. And is the other position, is that fiscal services? Is that part of Dan's crew?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update. I think with that, we have completed our agenda for today. Unless we have any other random meetings that are needed, I think this is my last meeting.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's, you know, like usually we, you know, it's going to be something going forward, because one of the reasons I didn't bail out of this position because I got enough other stuff going on was that Aisha does so much, it makes it easy because you have this background. So I hope your successor is equally well versed in everything. So it's been a pleasure being on the committee with you.
Well, thank you.
Aisha, thank you very much for your service. You will be missed for sure. And this is an unusual year for the ERS. We have,
yeah.
There are five seats in play out of an 8-person board.
Really?
Yes, there are three appointed by the President of the Common Council, and of course that position is going to be determined following the election next month, the Common Council President, that is. And then there's one trustee position up for election at the end of this year in November.
Right.
And then, of course, and then of course the comptroller ex officio position is up in the April election as well. So there's a majority of the seats that are in play. So you will be missed. Thank you for your.
Thank you. Yeah, I enjoyed serving on this board. We had, you know, as the comptroller on the city side, I don't have a vote on anything, obviously. I sit at finance committee in an advisory / learning what's going on at the city fashion. So it's nice to vote.
And it's very important. I mean, the size of the assets here are, you know, the city budget is much smaller by comparison. I mean, there are $6 billion worth of assets and liabilities are over $7 billion. So it's very critical.
So, yeah, I will definitely miss serving on this board, too. It's very well run. So
maybe you might be a candidate to be appointed.
Nah, I don't know. I'll leave it
Thank
for
you again.
You. Thank you. I guess we just need a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Tom, a motion.
Thank you, and I'll second.
Yeah.
So with that, we're adjourned at 9:18, and then I think next week we have the pension board meeting on Tuesday.
That is correct.